Good morning, Lewis. I see there's some big news about the Office for National Statistics and their role in economic data.
Yeah, Alice. It looks like the role of the national statistician is going to be split. A report by Sir Robert de Veroux has really criticised how the ONS has been handling key economic data.
Wow, that is a significant change. What did the report say about the issues?
The report pointed out three main problems. First, the ONS was focusing too much on cutting-edge work and neglecting core statistics. Second, poor budgeting led to under-resourced areas. Third, senior leaders weren't hearing and acting on difficult news.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster. So what's the solution proposed by the review?
The review recommended splitting the role of national statistician. They want a temporary permanent secretary to run the agency so the statistician can focus on statistical advice, leadership, and international engagement.
Right, and what about the response from the Cabinet Office and UK Statistics Authority?
They accepted the recommendations and vowed to act quickly. The ONS admitted their numbers haven't met users' expectations and said they'll upgrade their systems and data collection practices.
What specific data issues have they faced?
The ONS has had problems with job statistics, producer prices, trade figures, and most recently, consumer price inflation.
That's quite a list. What's the ONS planning to do to fix these issues?
They're going to improve their efforts to spot data problems, develop wider sampling, boost their household survey, and spend an extra £10 million to hire 150 new roles focused on core statistics.
That's a big investment. They also mentioned a cultural shift, right?
Exactly. They want to embrace critical views, encourage greater curiosity, heed early warning signals, and be open about the challenges they face.
It's interesting that the report suggested this split has been in the works for a while. Denise Leavesley, a former president of the Royal Statistical Society, said the job is too wide-ranging and requires too many skills for one person.
Right. Sir Ian Diamond was responsible for running the ONS, leading the government's statistical service, representing the UK internationally, and advising ministers. That's a lot of responsibilities for one role.
So the ONS is finally taking action after years of warnings. It's a big step for the agency to admit their data quality issues and commit to change.
Absolutely. They said they regret the quality issues and understand the significant challenges they've presented for users. It's time to see if these changes will actually make a difference.